Yo, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, what's cracking, what's happening, what's going on, y'all? Y'all a plug right back into the Low End Theory. This is your boy, Stay Fresh JF. Y'all know the name, y'all know what this is, y'all know the channel that you're listening to right now, man. But I just loved giving those little drops in my best DJ voice, man, you know what I mean? That just gassed me up a little bit. Yo, I don't even know what today is, and to be honest with you, man, I haven't even been keeping track of all of the episodes that I've been doing. I'm sure that we in well into our 20s with the episodes. And, you know, that being the case, man, you know what I mean? I'm going to jump right into it, man. So many things have happened, you know what I mean, since the last time we spoke. And man, goodness gracious, dog. Like, shit is moving at such a crazy pace these days, man, that you really just got to take a back seat and examine any and everything as you get it. Process it, you know what I mean? Digest it, boom, give it right back out to the people in the way that you got it. You know what I'm saying? So, after some reviews, you know what I'm saying? After you know, putting it through the proper filters and all of that type of shit, you know what I mean? And that being the case, man, damn, what happened in the last few days, man? I really honestly feel like so much. The Grammys took place, man. We definitely going to touch on that. I'm definitely going to give some reviews on a new piece of, you know, some works of art that I found, you know what I'm saying? Some musical works of art that I found. Definitely some artists for y'all to check out. Shit, what else, man? I definitely got my little reference sheet. Let me get on my, you know what I mean, on my news anchor sweat. Let me get into my Ron Burgundy bag real quick, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, it's a lot of things going, especially in the world of fashion too, man. So we definitely going to touch on what's going on with Gucci and Prada and these, you know what I mean, these really affluent Western European type, you know, designers that's going on. But before we get into any of that, man, I definitely want to touch on, you know, something that came across my timeline last night and even this morning, man. I feel like since I went to sleep and I woke back up, there has been like a lot of shit that's going on in terms of what I'm about to bring up right now, and it really begs the question of where do we draw the line? You know what I mean? Where's the line drawn? Is there even a line at all? You know what I mean? And for a lot of people, I feel like the answer to that question is no, hell no. There's never been one, and you know, for some other people, I feel like it should be a question. You know what I'm saying? It definitely, you know, it's something that definitely should be considered and taken. You know what I mean? Taken very seriously. You know what I mean? And so with that said, dog, like, you know what I mean? So Monique, you know what I mean? Your auntie, your drunk auntie at the cookout, you know what I'm saying? That always got something to say. She definitely finds herself in the headlines again, you know what I'm saying? And the fact that I'm bringing this up or why this is even relevant to me is because it's a part of the culture. Like, all of these things are representations of me as a black person, and shit, they should, if it matters to me, nigga, it should matter to your ass too. And that's exactly why I'm speaking on it. But anyway, yeah, dog, like, you know, so Monique finds herself in the headlines again, but I think for this time, you know what I mean, it's not as critical as it probably was the last few times, you know what I'm saying, because she's not more so in a hot seat as the person who she, you know, shared the controversy with, which was Steve Harvey, you know what I'm saying. Now, this thick mustache, big bald blackhead ass, you know what I'm saying, Bama, let his mouth get away with him, and he said something ridiculous. He said something utterly ridiculous. And again, I'm definitely going to paraphrase right now. I'm not going to say the quote verbatim, but you know what I'm saying. What my man pretty much said, you know what I mean. And again, this is a paraphrase. What he pretty much said was that he can't allow himself to go out on a limb and allow, you know, a statement that he would make jeopardize, I guess, his financial stability, right? And I took personal offense to that, you know what I mean? And I'm more than sure that a lot of people did, you know, as I'm going through my timeline and I'm seeing people's responses to it. He definitely offended a lot of people with that. You know what I'm saying? It was a stupid mistake to make. I mean, maybe, you know what I mean? And of course, the go-to caveat for that is, oh, well, it's taken out of context. You know what I'm saying? The go-to caveat is always, well, I didn't mean it in the way that I said it, in the way that I meant it, or the way that it came across, or whatever the case is. And I feel like, you know, people should definitely, we live in a time where everything is documented. There is no off the record anymore. You know what I'm saying? Anything and everything that we say has to be taken, you know what I'm saying? Has to have the proper judgment before you go out and say it, because everything can be used against you. It's like, shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Before I go out on a public limb, I gotta have my Miranda rights read to me. You know what I'm saying? Anything said will, you know what I'm saying, be held against you. You feel me? So, Nah, man, but quite honestly, like, you know what I'm saying, it was a silly slip of the tongue, and I don't even think it was a slip of the tongue, I think it was deliberate, and he really believes that, and that's stupid to me, because for a man to be as old as he is, and to feel like integrity has no place in the world of corporate interests is ridiculous, you know what I'm saying, it's foolish, that shit is ridiculous. You know, we living in a time where, you know, a person that believed in something and fervently went out on a limb and sacrificed it all because he believed in it, is out of his livelihood, something that he's trained for his whole life. I'm talking about Colin Kaepernick, you know what I'm saying? And the person who rightfully deserves his professional space, you know what I'm saying? You know, we also live in a time where a person, you know, has little to no moral compass is, you know what I'm saying, is occupying the executive branch of the government, you know what I'm saying, on Pennsylvania Avenue over there. So, you know, we living in a crazy time, man. Like, you know what I'm saying, we living in a wild, like, it's ridiculous, like, you know what I'm saying, like seriously, like, yo, fuck the soy sauce, man. Let me tell a story, man. Let me, like, yo, fuck the soy sauce, B. No, I'm fucking with you. but seriously, man, it's crazy out here, man. It's definitely crazy out here. And so that being the case, you know, I think, you know, people that are of goodwill, you know, are coming together and being like, yo, man, we're not going to let shit like that ride. You know what I'm saying? I know specifically speaking for me, you know, my heroes growing up were always men that never compromised what it was that they believed in to one extent or another. Like, you know what I'm saying? And being that this is Black History Month, you know what I mean? I got to speak on that. Like, some of my heroes, like, you know what I'm saying? I've always said Damon Dash, you know what I'm saying, is one of my personal heroes for sure. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you know, he did some grown man shit recently, you know what I mean? He has, you know, his partners, his business partners that he came up with in the game, you know, he developed a reputation for being a bit of an asshole, you know what I'm saying? And he did the grown man thing, like, yo, to Biggs, to Jay, to Lior, whoever else, Kevin Lyles, whoever else I disrespected on the way up, yo, I want to take the time and really tell y'all I'm sorry, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's some grown man shit to do. You know what I mean? Now, granted, he might have really stood on whatever it was that he was barking about at that time. You know what I'm saying? But if you, as a man, feel like you should apologize or something, do it. And I say that to say that Steve Harvey is too goddamn grown for him to say stupid shit like this and not, you know what I'm saying, you know, do some grown man shit and apologize for it. Especially if it was stupid. And he knows that what he said was stupid. He has to know that that shit was stupid. But anyway, yeah, some of my heroes, man, they were unwavering in what it was that they believed in, you know what I'm saying, especially if it was the, you know, the stand up grown man thing to do, you know, like, shit, I mean, not to be cliche, you know what I'm saying, but Ali is, you know, the poster child for integrity, like, you know what I'm saying, that man gave up the most prized possession in sports, period, the heavyweight championship of the world, you know what I'm saying, because he was a conscientious objector to being drafted into the Vietnam War. That's some grown man real shit to do, and if you're not willing to do that, then you can't be considered a man, at least to me. If you're not willing to maintain your integrity for something, you know what I'm saying, then you can't be considered a grown man. You can't, to me, you know what I mean? You will never get respect from me as a man because you have no integrity, dog. You have no integrity. You can be bought and sold at the expense of another person's judgment for your own life. And that's you know what I'm saying? Like, why? For what, dog? Like, you know what I'm saying? You are a human being just like that man is a human being. Just like that woman is a human being. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man, that's some sucker shit to me. That's not cool, man. That's some sucker shit. Having no integrity, having no fortitude, having nothing that you believe in fervently that you would be willing to go out and die on your shield on is not, you know what I mean? That's not being a grown man. And so I just wanted to kick things off with that. You know what I mean? So Steve Harvey's a Bama, but we always knew Steve Harvey was a Bama. You know what I'm saying? I did. When I was younger, I used to feel the Steve Harvey show. Me and moms used to watch that every now and then. But, you know, ever since then, man, he started getting that daytime check. You know what I'm saying? And he shaved his nut-ass head, and that mustache got a little thicker. You know what I'm saying? I guess, you know, them white folks getting to him, man. And not to disrespect my white listeners, but, you know, y'all know what I mean. Like, you know what I mean? White America, the corporate interests, the man. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about right now. So, and I don't want that to be confused, you know what I'm saying? So, we're going to kick shit off with that. We're going to get into the Grammys. Now, what in the hell happened at the Grammys? So, before I cast no shade, before people start thinking that I'm shady, before people start thinking that I'm a bitch, before people start thinking that, you know what I'm saying, I'm reserving judgment for other people. Hip-hop had a big year. I'm going to give props where it's properly due. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to start with that, right? 61st annual Grammys. Shout out to the Grammys. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe not shout out to the Grammys, because I have been hearing that they've been pulling some fuck shit lately. However, it was a big night for hip-hop, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, a Grammy is like one of the most prestigious prizes that a musician can win in his or her career. So, you know what I'm saying? It still is very much so a big deal. But, you know what I mean? Is it a necessity these days? Maybe not so much. You know what I'm saying? Especially when, you know, us as consumers have been given so much power just to consume it however we seem, you know, however we feel free to consume it. So, you know, that's the preface to it. Record of the year went to my man Childish Gambino for This Is America. Much, you know, to his credit, you know what I'm saying? It was definitely deserved, much deserved for that. Let's see, man. Ooh, album of the year. Okay, cool. Cardi B was nominated for album of the year. Yeah, we're going to talk on that. Scorpion was nominated. Her was nominated. Okay. Post Malone was nominated. Janelle Monáe was nominated. Kacey Musgraves was nominated. And the Black Panther soundtrack was nominated. Of course, Kacey Musgraves got that one. We knew that wasn't coming home with hip-hop. We already knew that. I didn't even think any of these albums deserved to be album of the year, to be honest with you, now that I read it off. Song of the year, that also went to Childish Gambino for This Is America. Okay, cool. Song of the year, what were the nominees for that? Kendrick Lamar with All the Stars and SZA. Shit, LMA Boot Up. That shit was every goddamn where. God's Plan, Shawn Mendes, Lady Gaga, and Bradley Cooper. Alright, yeah. Alright, Best New Artist. Let's see who we got here, man. I'm just gonna go down and just read all of the things that were specific to hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Best R&B. Of course, her took that home. She deserved it. Best R&B Performance. With her and Daniel Caesar for Best Part. That shit was all over your girl's playlist. And if you don't believe me, go ahead and just hit her play. Just press play. I'm sure that song will come up eventually. R&B Song of the Year went to LMA Boot Up. Let's see here. Best R&B Album also went to her. Okay, so her cleaned up. She definitely cleaned up. Here we go. Best Rap Performance. That went to my man Kendrick, J-Rock, Future, James Blake for King's Dead. Definitely. Oh, it was a tie. Oh, shit. And Anderson .Paak with Bubbling. Okay. I did not know that. That's what's up. That is what's up. So it was a tie with Anderson .Paak, J-Rock, Future, and Kendrick. Okay. Okay. I'm not mad at that. I'm actually not mad at that. That's what's up. Man, Childish Gambino took them joints home, man. He also got Best Rap / Sung Performance of the Year with This Is America. So This Is America really cleaned up. Best Rap Song went to Aubrey with God's Plan. I heard they was shady and cut him off, but it's good to see that my man J-Rock also got a nomination with that one, man. I would have loved to see J-Rock get that one. That would have been a huge look for my man J-Rock. Travis Scott, you know what I'm saying, was also nominated for that joint with Drake and Swae Lee with Sicko Mode. Best Rap Album. Here we go. Right. And this is what I really wanted to get into right now, right? Went to Invasion of Privacy from Cardi. Now listen, man. Before you pause me, before you get up out of here, before you know, all of that shit. Let me say this, dog. I absolutely love Cardi B, man. I don't necessarily love who she stands for, but I love her as a person. I love her I don't know her as a person, but from what I've seen from public perception, you know what I'm saying? I do like what I see from Cardi. You know what I'm saying? Because she's not just ass and titties. She's also, you know what I'm saying? I've heard her in a few different, you know what I'm saying, interviews where she knows how to put coherent thoughts together. You know what I'm saying? And she's not just this character. She's definitely somebody who thinks her shit through, and I respect it and I love it. You know what I'm saying? And I always want to see females represented in hip hop because, you know, for whatever reason, you know, hip hop always has this stigma that we're misogynistic and all we care about is materialism and all of this other superficial bullshit. When Hollywood does the exact same thing, advertisement and marketing does the exact same thing, but for whatever reason, hip hop just bears the brunt of it, right? I wonder fucking why. Anyway, yeah, Cardi took home Best Album of the Year. What was also nominated? So, Mac Miller was Swimming. Rest in peace to Mac. Nipsey Hussle, Victory Lap. Pusha T with Daytona, and Travis Scott for Astroworld. Being that I've heard all five of these albums, I can say for sure that Cardi didn't deserve it. Not only because, you know what I'm saying, sonically was it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, sonically was a great, it was a good album. I wouldn't say that it was great. You know what I'm saying? It's not the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, but then again, not in many albums at period of the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. But anyway, but when we think about hip hop, you know what I'm saying, the female MCs, like that's the first album that always comes to mind, right? Yeah, man. I don't think Cardi deserved that. Cardi didn't deserve that. You know what I mean? Now, granted, she's hot as fish grease, so she's everywhere right now. You know what I'm saying? So the Grammys thought that they were probably, you know, throwing hip hop a bone. But, you know, it goes to show that, you know, they really don't know what they're talking about. Now, granted, all of the people who win got their accolade based on opinion. All of it is opinion based. None of this is based on any sort of criteria. The Grammy committee are a bunch of fellow artists and musicians and composers who cast a ballot who they think should win. You know, so all of this shit is subjective in the first damn place, which probably goes into the fact that these things, these systems are antiquated, and they should probably think about, you know, revising the way that they go about collecting this quantitative data in the first damn place. But yeah, dog, like, you know what I'm saying? Cardi, nah, man. No. I think they missed the mark on that. You know what I mean? Now, again, Cardi's a dope artist, but this is hip hop, B. This ain't pop music. Hip hop can transition into pop. You know what I'm saying? It can make the crossover into pop, but it ain't pop, B. You can't, you know what I mean? There's a criteria to hip hop. Or shit, the hip hop I fell in love with has a criteria. Nowadays, I don't know what the fuck is popping. I like it. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. I still listen to hip hop. But I'm from the school of, if you don't write your shit, that you're disqualified off the top. If you don't write your shit, if you don't write the shit that made you popping in the first place, then, you know what I'm saying, your credibility is shot. And that's my gripe with female MCs. I love women in general, and I want there to be equality across the board. But, you know, it's unequal if we're saying that, you know, for the most part, men write their lyrics and women don't. I don't know why, but there are a lot of female MCs that are on a mainstream level that don't write their lyrics, and that's my problem. Mac, from what I saw in those credentials in the album, he wrote his lyrics, rest in peace. Nipsey, from what I know, from what I read on those album credits, he wrote his lyrics. Pusha, we know for sure, writes his lyrics. And Travis writes his lyrics. He may, you know what I'm saying, go to a person to write a hook or two, but he writes his lyrics, B. And that aside, just, you know what I'm saying, aside from the lyrics perspective of it, dog, those albums were better. They were better. They were more cohesive. They were more, you know what I'm saying? They had a better palette to them, at least from my perspective. I think Astroworld and Victory Lap should have, you know, those two should have won for sure. Now, Daytona was a dope album, but it didn't have enough crossover appeal to for me for it to be considered album of the year. Like, you know what I'm saying? It didn't have the commercial success that I feel like, you know, Astroworld had, or the impact, at least the cultural impact that I feel like Victory Lap had and Astroworld had. And from a sonic perspective, like, dog, Astroworld should have took the cake just because, you know, that's a groundbreaking album to me. You know what I'm saying? Travis has never put forth an effort that, you know what I'm saying, sounded like anybody else. You know what I'm saying? He does a really, really great job of presenting these works of art that are specific to him, but also have a pop or crossover appeal that's really, really dope, and I absolutely respect. So, you know, with that being said, I feel like either Nipsey, I wouldn't have been mad at all if Nip took that home, or Travis took that home. And now, you know what I'm saying, it kind of got under my skin. And so I saw, you know, Cardi sort of clap back at some of her critics and say that she worked her ass off. And okay, cool, I feel you, mommy. That's what's up, boo. You did your thing. Word. But so did Travis. And, you know, rest in peace, so did Mac. And, you know what I'm saying, so did, you know what I'm saying, so did Nipsey. And so, you know, you're not the only one that's out here working, mommy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course. You know what I mean? So that's my critique of that. Not to harp on that, but you know what I mean? I honestly feel that, you know, that's just my two cents on the situation. What else did I want to talk about? Y'all niggas really let Gucci and Prada play with us, and then they did it on Black History. Oh my God, and Black History Month. That's so disrespectful. What in the hell going on out here, man? And as much money as I feel like black folks pour into, like, you know what I mean? Just from an economics perspective, if black people were a country, if all of the African Americans in the United States of America were to be considered their own independent Confederate country, right? We would be, I think, the seventh most wealthy country in the world. You know what I'm saying? That's, come on, dog. Like, are you serious? That's insane, dog. That is insane. So us as a ethnic group in a country that, you know, very, very few of us had the pleasure of, or the privilege of saying that their forebears came here willingly. The majority of us did not. We were slaves about 150 years ago. And so that being the case, you know, for us to be such an economic powerhouse and for us to not really recognize our economic power is really disheartening. You know what I'm saying? So I say that to say that, you know, with all of the money that we spend on things that really depreciate with value as soon as we fucking buy it, it's, you know, it's silly. You know what I'm saying? For us to really still be out here endorsing these types of things. You know what I'm saying? And these are thoughts that I have to myself. And now that I have a podcast, I'm more than happy to share it now. You know what I'm saying? But all of these things are crazy to me, man. These things, all of these thoughts are crazy to me. And so with the Gucci, you know what I'm saying? The blackface knitwear. And then Prada just was so disrespectful. And these motherfuckers made a mammy doll. Made a blackface mammy doll. Like, holy shit, man. Like, are y'all serious, dog? So, and I think how I would take it, rather than be so quick to be outraged, because I wasn't outraged, I was like, oh really? Oh well, that's just disrespectful. I took it as disrespect. You know what I'm saying? That was more than anything else, it's just disrespect. I'm not outraged at it, because those Italian manufactured goods have been, you know what I'm saying, privately designed amongst each other for, you know what I'm saying, amongst their own for so long that it really doesn't even, you know what I'm saying? Okay, cool, that's how y'all feel. That's y'all business. You can do with it what you want. We don't have to endorse it. But the fact that so many of us do is baffling to me. You know what I'm saying? And so I would take it as a catalyst to start your own shit. I have, you know what I'm saying? Not a shameless plug. A1 Alumni Clothing, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up if you need size. I got sizes, you know what I'm saying? I'm working on the re-up right now. Don't worry about that. But yeah, man, A1 Alumni Clothing. Yeah, dog. You know what I mean? Use this as, oh, okay, cool. Y'all don't rock with us, we'll start our own. You know what I'm saying? And endorse it our own and market it our own. And you know what I'm saying? And pour revenue into it on our own. You know, because no one is putting a gun to our head saying that we, you know, you better buy Gucci or you're going to be whack. Like, nigga, I never bought none of that shit in the first damn place. But that's just me. That's just me. You know what I mean? These are my thoughts. This is my show. Where else am I going with that? Yeah, you know what I mean? Floyd Mayweather comes out and says he's going to do it regardless. You know what I'm saying? Floyd, I think Floyd is trolling. You know what I mean? Floyd is not stupid. You know what I'm saying? Come on now, Floyd. It's not about just, you know, people just being followers. It's about respect, man. It's about dignity. It's about, you know what I'm saying, us, you know, starting from literally from the bottom of this country and working our way up, you know, into a world economic power. And, you know what I'm saying? It's not really just about people just blindly following people. That's not what this is about, dog. You know what I'm saying? And so him and dumbass Adrian Broner, who probably is going to do everything that Floyd does in any goddamn way, you know what I'm saying, also said that he's going to continue to endorse Gucci. And that's exactly why things don't change for black folks. You know what I'm saying? Because you have these people who are on the world stage who honestly, if it doesn't directly impact them, could care less about what's going on for the, you know, the average African-American person in the street. They don't care. The average black person in the street, they don't care, because to them, they made it out. You know what I mean? So we got to change that mentality, dog. And I ain't trying to preach, but you know what I'm saying? It's you know, it's perspectives like that render us having these same conversations over and over and over and over again. So, you know, and it's disheartening. It sucks. But, you know, that's something to consider. And if y'all haven't, so I'm going to wrap this thing up. Damn, I didn't even notice that I was going on for that damn long. Damn, what did I want to touch on? My man Boogie, man, from the West Coast. Boogie from the West Coast. And Isla, I think that's how you pronounce her name, Isla. She spells her name I-Y-L-A. She also has a super, super dope project that I think people should listen to first. So, you know what I'm saying? Before I get into Isla, Boogie. I was actually feeling Boogie's record, man. You know, my man from the West Coast, man, just signed with Shady Records with Eminem. You know what I'm saying? He even got an Eminem feature on there. You know what I mean? The name of his project is Everything's For Sale. Definitely rocking with that joint. The record Swap Meet is dope as hell. Soho, the joint he got with JID, is dope. Skydive is dope. I like his melodies, man. I like the, you know what I'm saying, the bag that he's in, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of folks are on that, you know, melodic sort of, you know what I'm saying, rapping bag, and I really feel that, you know what I'm saying? And he put forth a really strong effort, and I really rock with that for sure. I'm gonna continue to listen to it and do my homework on Boogie, you know what I'm saying, and live with his project, and you know what I'm saying, see how things grow on me. But I'm rocking with that for sure. Who else did I want to speak on? Isla. Yeah, for sure, man. I think Isla is super, super dope, man. I think the name of her project is Flowers. I'm sorry. The cover art has flowers on. But the name of it is Warren Raindrops. And it's actually an EP. And I think this is actually her first record, man. This is her first effort, you know what I'm saying, out the gate. So definitely want to rock with Isla. Definitely want to get into Shorty. I think she has some strong things to offer to the game, you know what I'm saying? Especially in R&B. It's so rare that we actually see a white chick who's, you know, in her R&B bag and is actually doing a great job of it. And so I'm excited to see what else that she does for the next few, you know what I mean, for the next few weeks going past. So, our next few years coming up. So, yeah, man. That's what's going on with me right now. So happy to check back in with y'all. I'm so glad that y'all rock with me. If y'all rocked all the way to the end of these 26 minutes, I know I was running my mouth for sure. But if you rock with me, then y'all already know how I do. So this has been the Low in Theory. I ain't gonna hold y'all no more. This is your boy Stay Fresh JF. Go ahead and follow me on the Instagram. Go ahead and follow me on the Snapchat. Go ahead and follow me on the Twitter page. And we gonna continue to rock with each other, man. Until the next time I holla, y'all love life. Holla at your boy. Peace.